So when we can't avoid anxiety and depression, then how can we be calm or grateful in those situations? See, we can't be grateful for all situations, but we can be grateful in all situations. Now, what do I mean by this difference? That I can't be, in fact, yeah. So I'll just, at the end of a talk, I'll give you a handout, which you can, the reflection which you can carry with you. But basically, there are some times in life when bad things do happen. And when bad things happen, it's very difficult to have a positive emotion about that bad thing. See, if I've been diagnosed with some disease, now it's very difficult for me to feel grateful for that disease. What do you mean? How can we be grateful for that disease? But even in that situation, I can't be grateful for that situation, but I can look at what is good in that situation. Yeah, I've got this disease, but I have a supportive family, I have a good friend circle, I have a good doctor who is guiding me well, I found the diagnosis, this treatment is known to work. So I can still look at the good things in my life and be grateful for those good things. See, the nature of the mind is that, especially our mind when it is filled with negative impressions, it just fixates on the negatives. This has gone wrong. And when it goes wrong, then it just, that wrong that has happened, that zooms up within us. And then that occupies our mind completely. So that bad event that has happened, that's happened. And as the inner screen, its representation is going to come as a window on our inner screen. That's also there. But how much do I obsess on it? Okay, I've got this disease, that's true. It may be a major disease, I have to deal with it. But if I just keep looking at that and keep feeling sorry for myself, then the problem is going to become worse. But if I turn and look at what is good in my life at that time, so then we can be relatively more peaceful. So the nature of the mind is, it always tends to be dissatisfied. To look at, this is not there, this is not there. Like sometimes, if we have some children, you give them 50 toys and they go to a shop and they say, I want a 51st toy. I want this toy. He says, no, not now. I want this toy. No, not now. I want this toy. No, not now. And the child starts crying, throwing a tantrum. And the child says to the mother, you don't love me only. Now, the mother has given 50 toys, and not just toys, the mother has provided so much for the child. But the child just looks at that one thing which has not been provided, and from that one thing that is not given, the child starts saying, you don't love me only. So similarly for us, the inner screen, that mind is like that child. That means there may be many good things in our life, but the one thing that is wrong, that's what we obsess on. And then, this is not working. That means nobody cares for me, nobody loves me. One of my friends is a mental health care counselor, and he was telling me, he responds to you, suicide calls. Yes, so somebody just calls, and they are on suicide watch, or sometimes people are about to commit suicide, then just before committing suicide, you can call on this line. And then, talk with them, and people may console them. Or if somebody has committed suicide, they are rushed to their place, and then it tries to save them. She was telling about this girl. She was in a relationship with a boy, and they were having some ups and downs in the relationship. But this girl called this boy, and the boy didn't pick up the phone. And just from that thing, the girl tried to commit suicide. Now, it was just a missed call. She thought, oh, his boy didn't pick up my phone. That means he doesn't love me. He doesn't love me means that now I'm alone, I'm unloved. If he doesn't love me, maybe no one else will also love me. I'll always stay alone and single, and I'll have a lonely life. I'm unloved, I'm unlovable. What is the use of my life? And she tried to commit suicide. Now somebody not picking up a phone call, how big is the thing is that? But the mind can work in such a way that one call not responded can be made into a devastating event. So this, I'm giving this as an example to illustrate that
that the bad thing may be there. In this case, it was not even the really bad thing. The boy was just busy. He himself was very apologetic, and I didn't pick up the phone call. But he never imagined that she would try something like this because of that. But the thing is that sometimes a small thing can be made into the by the mind into a big thing. And even a big thing is there, it doesn't have to be made the only reality of life. And our mind is such that even if we went to paradise, where everything is good, everything is all we want, the mind will say, yes, but... So it will always find something which is not to the mark. That's why the bad things will happen, and it is difficult to be grateful for the bad thing. But what we can do is, in that bad thing, if we shift our vision to what are the good things in my life at that time, that can give us some perspective, that can give us some peace, and then we can deal with that bad thing better. Okay?